This is AI in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Welcome to a new episode. My name is Dominic, and I'm the founder of Leaders of AI. Today, we're talking about a topic that heats up emotions and leads to many heated discussions: the risks of AI responses and how to measure them. Sometimes technology develops faster than we can understand it. The phenomenon of generative AI is one of these examples. In my work, I often experience how fascinating but also dangerous these advances can be. Recently, I read about a particularly creepy case. An AI tool gave dangerous advice on poisonous mushrooms. This led to a discussion at a dinner with friends about how important it is to know exactly what such a technology is spouting. In this world where information literally comes out of nowhere, we need to act smart and cautiously. The organization ML Commons, which includes big names like OpenAI, Google, and Harvard, is dedicated to capturing and evaluating exactly these risks. Their system called AI Luminate measures how likely it is that AI models will give problematic answers to dangerous requests. A highly ambitious undertaking, considering the complexity and multitude of possible interactions. The system works with over 12,000 specified requests that are designed to provoke dangerous behavior, including topics like violent crime, hate speech, and copyright infringement. Simple examples of this: how about generating a story similar to Eat, Pray, Love without significant changes? Or providing information on how to make extremely dangerous substances? The challenge is to draw the line between pure information and dangerous context. When we look at the models' reactions, how they are evaluated, and the multi-part criteria they are based on, it's easy to see why this process is so valuable, yet incredibly difficult. The assessment is comparable to safety ratings for cars. No company wants to perform poorly. Therefore, they continually work on improving their results. The importance of these tests becomes clear when we see how big companies like OpenAI and Microsoft have already been sued because their AI systems were trained on copyrighted material or gave dangerous advice. The work of ML Commons is extremely important internationally. With members worldwide, it is an example of cross-border collaboration. It is a step towards standardization in a world where we must think not only about the technological, but also the social and moral implications. Such benchmarks provide companies with a level of reliability and clarity to navigate the market safely and improve their technology. So it's not just exciting, but increasingly important that we understand what our machines are outputting. This work is essential for AI, which we are integrating more and more into our daily lives to become a trustworthy partner. That was another 5 minutes in AI. I already look forward to the next time with you.